大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, we've been doing this on a new format.
That's right.
And here's the new format again. And I'll explain the situation.
Okay.
It's a homestay situation, basically. A Japanese college student is staying with an American family in California. He wants to go to Disneyland. Of course, you know, in...
Of course, yeah.
I mean, where else would you like to go? In California.
Sure.
He tells it to the family, believing that they will take him there. But everyone in the family is very, very busy. So the father offers him a ride to Disneyland, but tells him that that's all he can offer. The Japanese student has to see around himself and get home all by himself, which he thinks is far from being hospitable. Okay, so it's a question of his expectation as a student staying with an American family. This is basically a homestay, and he expects that everyone in the family will do 100% for him, which is not the case.
That's true, and often with homestay programs, there will be some explanation of what to expect on either side, but inevitably, you know, they will miss some things. Now, in this case, I mean, did the student ask the family to specifically to go with him to Disneyland, or did he just say, I'd like to go to Disneyland?
Well, he just simply said, I'd like to go to Disneyland.
Ah, I see.
So expecting that they will... get the message and hoping that, you know, I think he was hoping that everyone
sure.
would go together with him.
Sure, sure. And, you know, in some cases that might happen and has happened, I'm sure, for Japanese homestay students. But, yeah, I think we have a couple of things going on here, one of which is, again, the importance of being very direct and very clear about what you'd like, and also some different expectations about the idea of hospitality. So first of all, if he did just say, you know, I'd like to go to Disneyland, his host family may have just taken him, you know, literally at the word I'd like to go. Now, again, in some cases, a family might say, let's go together. But in other cases, you know, especially busy family, they might just say, okay, well, you know, here, I'll give you a ride, or here's some directions, and think that he'll do something, you know, independently, for example. So what he could have done in this situation, if he was hoping to go with the family, would be to ask the question more directly. So, you know, I'd like to go to Disneyland. Would you like to come with me?
Mm-hmm.
Or could we all go to Disneyland, for example? But as you mentioned, there may also be some different ideas about hospitality.
Right.
And expectations of a host family, for example. So I think in Japan, many times, you know, the host family, you know, is treating their the homestay student as a guest and going out of their way to make sure everything is perfect.
Exactly, exactly.
Where, you know, in the States, you know, you may have some families who go, you know, above and beyond. But some families just figure, especially for longer homestays, that, you know, you'll just be one of the family. Maybe we'll do something sometimes, but... You know, maybe you'll want to go off, especially college student, you're an adult, you may want to go off and explore by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Part of the reason, I understand it, is that while, you know, to a lot of Americans, having somebody, a Japanese student or, you know, somebody from abroad, part of the homestay program or something, is not anything special. You know, so you don't treat him or her as a special guest at your house. But to a lot of Japanese people, having somebody at your home is something very, very special because they are not used to it. So they tend to treat that person as a very special guest. Then they try to do 100%. They would even do anything for that guest,
sure.
Which sometimes is really, really too much.
Oh, yeah, and actually may create, you know, a different kind of problem, which we can talk about maybe in upcoming episodes.
Right. さて今回のシチュエーションというのは日本人の大学生がですねアメリカで、まあ、カリフォルニアでですねホームステイをしている。で彼は、まあ、ディズニーランドに行きたいということなんですが、そういうふうに実際に僕はディズニーランドに行きたいというふうに言ったわけですが、その時にはですねきっと家族みんなで僕をディズニーランドに連れてってくれるんだろうなとこう期待して行ったわけですね。しかし、まあ残念ながらみんな忙しいので、家族の父親はですね、じゃあディズニーランドに乗っけてってあげるから、あとは自分で帰っておいでというふうに、それしかできないんだというふうに言ったということですが、まあ日本人学生の方は随分冷たい仕打ちではないかというふうに、まあ思った。そこにちょっとギャップが生じたということですよね。ここではまずは彼は、つまり日本人学生はただ行きたいというだけではなくてみんなで行けないだろうか、一緒に行きたいんだがというような意思をですねはっきり伝えるということがまずは必要だったんじゃないかということですね。その上で今はちょっと忙しいからこういうことならできるよというようなことでお互いに話をすることができたんじゃないかと。まあそうするとだいぶですね、印象は違っていただろうと思われますよね。つまり、忙しいという点は変えることができないわけですが、しかし最初からお互いの意思をはっきり伝え合っていれば、嫌な気分にはならなかったはずですよね。ということが、まあ、あると思います。もちろん、根本的にはアメリカ人の考えているですね、つまりまあホームステイということにどのくらい慣れてるかということもまあちょっと関係してるかもしれませんよね。まあ日本人の場合住宅事情等があってあまり自分の家庭にホームステイをさせるということをしている家庭が少ない。ですからさせるとですね非常に特別なことなのでもうやりすぎるくらい 100% やってしまうと、まあお客扱いをしすぎるっていうことでしょうかね。一方でそういうことに比較的慣れているアメリカ人家庭ではそんなにですね一生に一遍のことのように特別なことだとは思わない。だからもう少し自然に自分たちの生活のペースを守りながら自然にやると、こういうことで若干ギャップが起こるということがあり得るだろうということですよね。Okay, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first one is to say what's on one's mind. Okay, now to say what's on one's mind means to say what you're thinking. In other words, your true feelings or opinion about something, especially if you're worried or concerned about a situation. So you could say, don't hesitate to say what's on your mind at the meeting tomorrow. It's important for us to get everyone's ideas for the new business plan.
So...Say what's on your mind. 自分の気持ち、考えを正直に言うということなんですね。で、往々にしてこの what's on your mind っていうのがですね、ちょっと心配事とか気にしていることを指すことが多いので、Hey, what's on your mind?というような聞き方をしたときですね、何を考えてるんだということですけれども、それはちょっと心配事があるんじゃないかというような場合によく使うということになりますね。それを say, 言うと。まあ言うのがこの表現で。さあ今のは例文がですね、会議の席上でというような文脈でした。もう一度聞きましょう。
Don't hesitate to say what's on your mind at the meeting tomorrow.It's important for us to get everyone's ideas for the new business plan.
ということですね。この新しいビジネスプランについては全員の考え、意見を聞くことが大事だからね。ということで、Say what's on your mind という表現が使われました。All right, the second phrase.
Okay, now this one also uses the word mind, but it has a very different meaning. The phrase is to give a piece of one's mind.And this means to speak very directly, often disapprovingly to someone, often out of frustration, irritation, or anger. So you could say, this is the third night in a row that my neighbor has hosted a large party late at night. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind tomorrow.
Give a piece of my mind. この a piece と言っている a piece は a piece of bread なんかの時のピース、つまり P-I-E-C-E というスペリングの単語です。まあ直訳すると自分の考えの一部を与えるということなんですが、これでですね、文句を言うとか意見をすると。いうことで相手がどうもですねやってることがおかしいという時にですね自分の意見をしてやる意見をするっていうのはまあ文句を言う苦情を言うということでもあるわけですね。この場合今の例文ですとどうもですねやかましいパーティーを連夜やってたようですよね。ちょっと文句を言いに行ってやったってなとこなんでしょうね。もう一度聞いてみましょう。
This is the third night in a row that my neighbor has hosted a large party late at night. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind tomorrow.
ということでね、溜まってた文句をドーンと相手にぶつけてやると、こういうことなんでしょう。さあ、ということで、See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なのでポッドキャスト番組はもちろん音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくは voicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあこれであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus